This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Second down and 12. But then again, the block at the left tackle. And to the end zone they go, and it's a touchdown. Beautiful catch. Terrific throw. Brought down by Tyler Croft. And the Jets have taken the lead on a touchdown pass of 18 yards by the second overall pick, Zach Wilson, out of BYU.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, the dog barking, which could lead us to taking some dogs we're going to hit on this side. We've got four games to hit on NFL. About 20 minutes from now, we'll hear from Paul, where he and Joe, we're going to go in the contest picks this week, what they're thinking is like. And then about 40 minutes from now, lightning bets for the weekend, college football, college basketball, NBA, and of course, a big week 12 in the NFL. Aaron, we just heard the call there of Zach Wilson throwing a touchdown. Zach Wilson is back on Sunday. He's the Jets starting quarterback again, the number two overall pick, who's been out for a few weeks with a knee issue. I'm not quite sure the Jets are thrilled that he's back in there, because it seemed like it took their other quarterbacks going to COVID protocol for them to say, oh yeah, Zach Wilson's back. He's our quarterback on Sunday. They are 2.5-point underdogs in Houston against the Texans. 44 is the total. 44.5 is the total. I mean, if I trusted Zach Wilson more, if I felt like he was progressing, and I just don't know what we're getting at of Zach Wilson. He was so bad before the injury. Then he had a knee issue. I mean, there's no reason these two teams aren't, like, it feels like a 2.5-point gap. Aren't they both just equally bad? They're just bad football teams. Like, my first thought would be like, okay, I get 2.5 points with a team that maybe has more talent than the Texans, but maybe it's close. But the Texans have been taking the football away at a pretty high clip here the last couple weeks. 10 takeaways last 2 weeks. Zach Wilson was a turnover machine. You guys told me Falcons and the Jaguars was ugly. Jets Texans is ugly. Like, this is an ugly football game. I
was going to say the same thing, like, about Bears. If you thought Bears Lions was bad, this is
get
bad.
Ready. I would lean the Texans because I like Tyrod. Like, I just think Tyrod Taylor is a better quarterback right now than Zach Wilson. So I would lean that way. But I am not going to wager on this game. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
I can't.
The number is just too short for me to take the Jets. I think I would maybe tease them up over a touchdown.
Yeah, that works.
And that could be the only way I would play this, if you were twisting my arm and said, Aaron, you have to play this game, because I don't think I'm going to want to play it either. I mean, the Texans are better with Tyrod Taylor running the offense, and I just don't see how the Jets beat them. The Jets are bad.
And Zach Wilson, like, the only time the Jets have looked competent this year is when they've gotten really good quarterback play, and that was Mike White. When Mike White played, they got good quarterback play, or when the Titans had no one on offense that 1 week and they beat them. Like, most weeks, the Jets have been truly awful. Texans have been getting better. I don't think the Texans are as poorly coached as we thought earlier in the year. Texans minus 2.5 is, if I had to take a side, I would take the Texans, because I just don't know if Zach Wilson could play right now.
Jets rank dead last in total defense DVOA.
It's bad. Robert Saleh was supposed to fix their defense. It's horrendous. Like, their defense is, like, they got the Dolphins are moving the ball up and down the field. The Dolphins aren't very good offense either. So that game is pretty darn ugly for Sunday. Or let's go to one that will be not the opposite of ugly. This could be a playoff preview here. The Rams at the Packers, Aaron, on Sunday at Lambeau Field. I'm really looking forward to this game. The Rams, now this line is flipped throughout the week. This was the Rams getting about a point and a half. Now they are the favorite. they're getting a point. This crossed over the zero the other way, which I think is significant. The fact that it moved, that the Rams are the favorites on the road. 47 is the total. I think this is a really bad spot for the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is obviously dealing with something with his toe. Whatever he wants to do with his picture on Twitter or not, his toe is bothering him. David Bakhtiari, left tackle, out. Jenkins, offensive lineman for the Packers, out. Rams healthy. Rams off a bye. Rams had 2 weeks for Sean McVay to figure out what he's doing with Odell Beckham, to replace Robert Woods, to get Von Miller incorporated. I love the Rams in this game. I'm going to go with the Rams to win this game in Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, this is a short line. I like the Rams as well. It just seems like everything's kind of catching up to the Packers, and they haven't had their bye yet. It comes next week. I mean, they really could use it this week. And then on the flip side, the Rams are coming off a bye, right? After two very embarrassing losses. They've had plenty of time to game plan here. We don't know what's going on with Aaron Rodgers and his fractured toe. Matthew Stafford is 7-13 in his career against the Packers from his time in Detroit.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I just think the Rams are going to win. This Packers team is weird, though. Every time you want to fade them, they find ways to win, you know, ever since that first week one loss to the Saints. They just keep finding sneaky ways to win. The defense for the Green Bay has been pretty good, but I just think all the injuries are catching up to Green Bay. They really need a bye just to get healthy here and sort of like regroup down the stretch. But I like the Rams in this one. I mean, if the Rams lose this, I mean, come on. How far have they fallen? This is a team that's acting like they're going all in with all the moves they've made. They've got to figure this out.
Yeah, well, you said if the Rams lose, they might be dead in the NFC West if they lose this game. I mean, the Cardinals have 9 wins, and the Cardinals have their bye this week. So we're talking about a pretty decent gap, plus the Cardinals already beat the Rams. Currently, FanDuel Sportsbook has the Cardinals -440 to win the NFC West, the Rams +340 behind them. I like the Rams a lot in this game. And I think I can't wait to watch Stafford play. You know, Stafford was within that top 5 or so of MVP discussion 2 weeks ago. He's had 2 bad games in a row. Like, he's got to wake up and play better. He never seems to beat good teams, but that was always on the Lions. This is a big game for Matthew Stafford.
And also, you know, the Rams have had more time with new additions like Von Miller, Odell Beckham Jr. We're going to see how great is Sean McVay's offensive mind, all this extra time to game plan. Everything's pointing towards the Rams, isn't it?
It is. They played there last year in the playoffs. The Packers won the game and covered. But I remember that game being relatively close into the halftime, and then you know, the Rams couldn't muster – they couldn't make big plays, and it was cost them against a Packers team that could. That's why they have Stafford now. They got him for
– The Packers are due for a loss. They're limping into this game. They've got their bye coming up. The Rams are rested. They've had all this extra time to game plan. They are hungry. They're desperate. It has to be the Rams here for me.
I'm in on the Rams. All right, let's go to a game that – has this become the team of BetQL Daily, at least for myself and Paul? The Vikings at the 49ers on Sunday. This might be the game of BetQL Daily this week because boo all you want. That's all right. I'm going to keep betting on the Vikings here. But we kind of talked through, and we had Ed Egros on Wednesday. How do we hedge through this, right? How do we hedge our thoughts that the Niners or the Vikings might make a run? We don't know which team it's going to be. So why not take both? You look right now, NFC conference winner. 26-1 is the 49ers. 28-1 is the Vikings. They play here on Sunday. I'm still on the Vikings +3. I think that's the right side of this game. Paul, have your thoughts evolved? Nervous? Feeling good? What are you thinking?
So I spent way too much time on the NFL playoff machine.
So I'm on the Vikings.
Plus,
yeah, you did. Yes, you ruined my week, but also made it great. So that's all I've been doing. So I'm on the Vikings plus the three. They do have the second ranked pass offense, DVOA. San Francisco, like 22nd, bottom third of the league. The Vikings. So it's interesting. Since week four, so, and this is my theory behind it, is the Vikings defense was a mess with Zimmer last week. First month of the season, it was a mess again. But this is a defensive coach. Got his couple new pieces in there trying to figure it out. Since week four, on first and second down, so early down success rate, in quarters one through three, so basically like the normal, quote-unquote, part of the game, the Vikings are number one in defensive EPA per play, number one in defense success rate, number one in dropback EPA defense, number one in dropback success rate, 12th in rush EPA per play defense, number eight in rush success rate D. They've been getting a lot better. Now, I say all that, and I like the three, so I game this out a little bit. I think I want the 49ers to win for this hedge bet. So I want the Vikings plus three, but I want the Niners to win the game because the rest of the schedule for them to both get in, if the Vikings win, they're obviously in the driver's seat. If the Niners lose, it's going to be a lot tougher for them to get in. It was great to see the Saints lose last night. The other team in the mix, obviously the Eagles. And also the Panthers are still there as well. So perfect world. Again, I already placed the Vikings bet. That was our first look, our first lean on this whole week. So it's going to be tough for me to be like, oh, I want the Vikings to lose. But I think a perfect world to try and get all, like, what, have my cake, eat it too, have some pie and some ice cream on top. Vikings cover, Niners win this weekend.
So my first thought on this playoff thing before we could play it out. I'm sure we will the next couple days and weeks. So the Niners beat the Eagles head-to-head.
Right.
The Eagles beat the Panthers head-to-head. I think if the Vikings win this week, I'm with you. They have an inside track to one of those spots. I think the way to get the Niners and the Vikings both in the playoffs for the hedge, it needs to be just the Eagles and Niners with the same record because the Niners get the head-to-head in. But if it's one of those three or four teams are tied, then I think, go to conference record? It's not head-to-head anymore. That would probably hurt the Niners. That's going to hurt the Niners, probably help the Eagles or somebody else. So, yeah, this is – I just love the way Cousins is playing. I mean, boo me all you want. I love the way Kirk Cousins is playing. I trust him more than Garoppolo in this game to not make the big mistake. I mean, they both might make it, which is this a Spider-Man meme game? Is this like the two quarterbacks that like can be good, but then they're not sometimes?
It's like, at least in the regard that you don't want either one of them with the ball needing to win the game. Even though I know Kirk did it last week, he also threw a pick that was dropped. But yeah, you want to be the team letting the other guy make the mistake.
You've got to, Kirk has to have a big game. And if the Vikings are going to win, they have to be smart and throw a lot because the 49ers rank in the bottom third of the league in pass DVOA defense. They've got a top five rushing defense, but their secondary hasn't been as good. And that's what Kirk does best, throwing the ball. Let's not get carried away, but you know what I mean?
Kirk, there we go.
Kirk, I know things I thought I would never say. Kirk has been doing very well throwing the ball. I was thinking maybe we should look at some props, some anytime touchdown scores, maybe some passing props. Because I could see Kirk Cousins having a day through the air.
Yeah, and I will say, like, we think of that Minnesota offense as high-powered, and we saw it last week. I will say, like, both the Niners and the Vikings are their offense for early down success rate is actually in the bottom third of the league. And so you could look at the under 49 there. Would be interesting.
Yeah, that's the total 49 in the game. It is pretty high. Cousins 270.5 is his passing total. Jimmy Garoppolo 252.5. I mean, if I'm looking at any time touchdown, it's Dalvin Cook's minus 155. Debo has been incredible, minus 135 on FanDuel. You get plus money on Justin Jefferson. He's been a monster.
Oh, my gosh. Really? That's surprising.
Plus 105 on Justin Jefferson to score a touchdown in this game.
He's been so good.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this game. This is major implications here. And then, of course, there's Monday Night Football. Aaron, the Seahawks against the Washington football team on Monday night. We'll dive in fully Monday, but my first thought is the Washington football team is the better team in this game. I never thought I'd say that a month ago. I think the better team on Monday, and they're favored by a point, is Washington. Heinicke's played pretty well lately, Aaron.
It's the the Heinicke resurgence. Jump on the bandwagon here. No, I agree. I mean, the riding high, it's just, can they be consistent? Again, I mentioned it before. This Washington football team, they started off last year 2-7. They go on a run late in the season. Yep. They win the division. They go to the playoffs. They almost beat the Bucs. If I'm the Washington football team and they've got a lot of the same players, that gives them confidence. We did this last year. We can do it again. And now they've put two wins together. They have another opportunity against a Seahawks team that's kind of falling apart. Russell Wilson doesn't look like the same player that he once was. Who knows what direction that thing's going. But I like the football team as well.
I think they're better right now. Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Coming up next, Joe O and Paul, where are they going with their contest picks this week? We'll hit it next right here on the BetQL Network.
This Black Friday, nobody has a better deal than FanDuel. New customers get $50 in free bets when they sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook. No deposit required. That's right. Sign up from November 26th to November 29th, and you'll receive $50 in site credit free. You know what I'd take for my $50? I would bet on New York to upset Philadelphia in a division rival NFC East game. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. The app is easy to use. They're always hooking up sports fans with great offers. And when you win, you get paid in as little as 2 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. You can just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up using promo code BETQL to get $50 in free bets. That's promo code BETQL.
21 and over, present in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Minimum bet $25. Max bonus $35. Visit online real money wager for risk-free bet. Refund and bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.